Report, 2008 Suicide Death of Accused Murderer Casey White's Ex-Girlfriend Under Review. By Nick Gilbertson on May 11, 2022. The Limestone County Sheriff's Office, LCSO, in Alabama has reopened an investigation into the 2008 shooting death of Christy Shelton, the ex-girlfriend of Casey White, 38, according to reports. White is a capital murder suspect who made national headlines in recent weeks following his escape from the Lauderdale County Detention Center on April 29. 31-year-old Christy Shelton's death was ruled a suicide after she died from a sawed-off shotgun wound, WHNT reported. Police said White was present at Shelton's Lexington residence at the time of her death, but after an investigation, he was ruled out as a suspect, according to the outlet. WHNT reportedly obtained a video of Shelton's daughter, Summer Mitchell, explaining that the capital murder suspect's disappearance from prison brought about many complex emotions. Mitchell said, "Casey White was with my mom the night that she committed suicide. Nothing was really done. I don't think they took him in for questioning. So maybe this video will fall into the right hands of someone that can actually make a difference or look into it more, maybe investigate. I'm not really sure." The LCSO confirmed to the outlet that the case was under review and that it had been in contact with the victim's family. White, who was charged with capital murder for allegedly killing Connie Ridgway at her Rogersville home in 2015, is also serving a 75-year sentence for a 2015 crime spree in which he broke into his ex-girlfriend's home, shot at two of her friends, and killed her dog, WHNT noted. On April 29, the 38-year-old accused murderer escaped prison with the alleged help of Corrections Director Vicky White, 56, who was set to retire that day, as Breitbart News reported. The Whites, who Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton said shared a jailhouse romance or something, evaded law enforcement until Monday, when they were located in Indiana and captured following a police pursuit. The vehicle rolled over and crashed on Monday in Evansville, Indiana, about 260 miles north of Lauderdale County, after a chase with the authorities, said Marty Keeley, the U.S. Marshal for the Northern District of Alabama, the New York Times reported. With the vehicle wrecked, Mr. White surrendered to the authorities. Officer White was immediately hospitalized due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound that resulted in very serious injuries, Breitbart News reported. Sheriff Dave Wedding of Vandenberg County, Indiana, told reporters the former corrections officer was in pretty serious shape as a result of her injuries. Vicky White later died at the hospital from her injuries.